Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Good morning, and welcome to this live episode of We Sing Our Faith. This morning, I'm going to encourage you to call in with your questions and comments, especially as we talk about the importance of being lifelong formation people when it comes to our Catholic faith. So the number to call in today is 877-757-9424. Again, that number is 877-757-9424. You know, right now you are probably in your households, if you've got students in middle school, high school, or going into college, they are probably looking at catalogs for classes. And as the students try to discern what classes they should be taking for the fall, that would really help them on this year's journey of their education. Have you ever wondered, while you're looking at those catalogs with them, what class would you like to take? Especially if there was a class that could help you go deeper in your knowledge of your Catholic faith, in your relationship with Jesus Christ, and to, you know, to have a place that you could go to continue that beautiful lifelong formation about your Catholic faith. Well, how marvelous that here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, we have the GRN Academy, and the fall sessions will begin the third week of September, but registration is open now. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does that have to do with a program called We Sing Our Faith? But I have to tell you, the joy of sharing our Catholic faith has been a part of my life, well, for my whole life. But today, we're going to talk about this in a way that really, hopefully, will get you to jump online, go to that website, grnonline.com/academy, and choose a course and sign up. So what I want to talk about first are that we're going to kind of go in order of the classes for the days of the week. So on Mondays, we're going to have such an incredibly powerful two classes to choose from on Mondays. One of them, the first, will be with Dr. Ray Guarendi. And the name of his class is Raising Upright Kids in an Upside Down World. I mean, if that doesn't jump off the page, I don't know what does. But to raise a 1 in 100 child, you must be willing to be a 1 in 100 parent. That's a major challenge in a culture no longer that is on your side. It takes resolve, confidence, and calm authority. It takes love and discipline, and quite frankly, lots of both of those things. Dr. Ray's parenting course means to give you the love and strength you need to raise a 1 in 100 young adult who knows and seeks and loves God. So the Monday course with Dr. Ray, that's what it's called, Raising Upright Kids in an Upside Down World. And then also on Monday evenings, beginning in September, the other instructor for the second class available on Mondays is going to be our very own Dave Palmer. And I love the course that Dave has prepared, Everything St. Thomas Aquinas Teaches About the Virtues. I mean, the time that we are living in, if we want to truly be closer to God, and as we're going to learn from Dr. Ray, you know, raising kids in an upside down world, but then to have those virtues necessary for all of us, Dave has got a phenomenal course ready for us. Did you know that St. Thomas Aquinas wrote more about the virtues than any other topic in his Summa Theologica? That's because knowledge and cultivation of the virtues is necessary for living a good life and achieving our ultimate goal of uniting with God in heaven. In this class, you'll learn everything St. Thomas Aquinas teaches about the virtues, about the beautiful Summa Theologica, including the moral, intellectual, cardinal, and theological virtues, so that by cultivating a life of virtue, you can direct your life to your final end of perfect happiness with God. Now, when I think of music that kind of takes these amazing themes of wanting to raise upright kids in an upside down world, or truly learning about the virtues that we are called to live, I think of a beautiful song that was written by a friend of ours, Jamie Teton. And when I realized the first time that I met Jamie, she's one of those people that does live a virtuous life. And she and her husband, Pete, have a few years ago adopted their daughter. And they are raising this beautiful woman, this beautiful child girl, in an upside down world. But they're doing it in a way that is teaching her to run to the Lord. And instead of us running away from the Lord by saying, Lord, I'm too busy. I don't have time for a course. I don't have time to go deeper in my faith because the world is making so many demands. Why don't we slow down and let our Lord catch us? And so Jamie's song, Chasing Me, is what we're going to go to first this morning. Let's take a few minutes as Jamie Teton sings, Chasing Me.
Days when I ran from everything that's broken. There were nights when I wept over all the cruelty. There were years when I tried. like the sun calms the rain out at sea. Well, your love is fierce, it can't be earned. That's the truth I've had to learn. And all the while I was chasing you, you were chasing.
And thank you, Jamie, so much for the beauty of your voice, the beauty of your ministry, and your heart. And now we spoke a little bit about Monday classes. Now Tuesdays, this is going to be amazing with Monsignor Charles Pope. And it is his course that's entitled Hold Firm to the End. It's a biblical study of St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. In his words, this is how he describes the class. The drums of war sounded as Jewish zealots went to war against the Romans. Jesus, in his Mount Olivet discourse, had foretold of this war and warned his followers to have nothing to do with it. Rather, they were to flee Jerusalem when they saw it surrounded by armies. We will study how the letter to the Hebrews exhorts Jewish Christians not to return to Jewish rituals out of a misguided nationalism. All the temple ritual pointed to Jesus, who fulfills them and is superior to them. Stay faithful until death. That is going to be an amazing class. And again, that's going to be taught by Monsignor Charles Pope on Tuesday evenings. So I hope this is starting to create a little bit of excitement in which of the courses that you are already hearing that you might want to sign up for. And again, if you have questions about this, or any comments about it, maybe you've been in one of the courses previously and want to share your experience, I'd love to hear from you today. So the number to call in is 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And now as we kind of continue along this first half today, I want to go to the Wednesday courses before we have our next musical selection. So on Wednesday, we are going to have Debbie Giorgiani with a phenomenal course entitled Your Guardian Angel and You. That's going to be on Wednesdays. This class will be a retreat where the learners develop a relationship with their guardian angel. Debbie will discuss stories of saints and guardian angels and the role that guardian angels play in our lives. Father Mike Driscoll, Debbie's co-host on The Spirit World, will consecrate all the learners to their guardian angels on the last class of the session. That is going to be an amazing thing to be a part of. And then also on Wednesdays, Zachary Allen, he is going to be, this will be the first course that he's teaching for the Academy. And again, this is one that I may sign up for it myself. Nine Holy Habits, Constructing Holiness with the Tools of the Church. See, what we're learning in these courses that are being offered is that we have all of these tools that are available, but are we using them as Catholics? You know, the beauty of sacramental life, this life within the sacraments, life within the virtues, as we learn about, all of these phenomenal tools that are right at our fingertips. But I don't know, have you ever, you know, tried doing something in your house and you need a screwdriver? Right? You got to go grab it, but there's the right screwdriver, you know, Phillips head or flathead, and you find a butter knife instead. And, you know, the butter knife doesn't work quite as well. So we have these phenomenal tools within our Catholic faith, but we've got to use them and we've got to use them the right way. And that's what these courses are about. So this Nine Holy Habits, Constructing Holiness with the Tools of the Church with Zach Allen, in this class, you will experience a course where you are challenged to grow in your faith and personal holiness. You will be offered tools and templates from the church and the saints to help you. We cannot stagnate. We are either growing closer to God or we are drifting away. Let's organize, sharpen, and use the tools that we have been given to grow closer to Christ each day. That is the beauty of this. And, you know, when I think about, you know, having a guardian angel, as Debbie is going to teach us, and then having those tools to use, as Zach is going to teach us, and then we find ourselves in areas of life where it gets hard. I mean, I remember back in 2008, one of the most difficult things that I went through was the journey of lung cancer. And I remember being in the depth of that and thinking, number one, I'm not a smoker, so where did this cancer come from? Why lung cancer? And Lord, if all I've tried to do in my life is serve you, why am I allowed to have this type of suffering? Like, they were legit questions. And I realized that because I was surrounded by the beauty of the faith, by the strength of the faith, and that a lifelong formation that was holding me fast, I did not despair, but instead I found myself using the gift of cancer. And I can honestly say that, using the gift of cancer to go deeper. But if we're not in that place, how can we go through these types of adversities without a sense of becoming, you know, despondent or upset or losing faith? And so in the process, while waiting, I started watching how people of faith, people who were constantly learning about their faith, went deeper into the experience. And my sweet cousin from Michigan, Cindy, she took the time to write in that process. She wrote the most beautiful poem called In the Waiting. And so while I was in the waiting, going deeper into the relationship with Christ because of taking that time to use that time to learn more about him, I ended up writing an entire project called In the Waiting. And so I want to share with you this morning what came out of suffering, needing to learn more, and taking the time to learn more, and the beauty of this project that came out. And so I want to share the title track with you, and we're going to come back for just a few more minutes in this first half hour. So for me, your host, Julie Carrick, In the Waiting.
Under
And the beauty of being able to realize that we have a guardian angel. I can't tell you how important that part of that journey was, to know that I was not alone, to know that I had a guardian angel with me the whole time. And again, to understand the depth of the teachings of our faith help us that no matter what we're going through in the adversities. But then the other thing that it does when we have this full understanding of our faith is that it also helps us to, in those times of rejoicing, that we don't keep that separate. You know, we don't keep it separate. We thank God in the times of happiness, and we draw closer to him in time of need. But so many times, until we start going deeper in the understanding of our faith, it is a very human reaction to say, you know, you're kind of going along with your life, and then when you need something, all of a sudden we reach out to God, or we reach out to our guardian angel or our saints. And so I want to just, again, stress the beauty of this course with Debbie Giorgiani that's going to be on Wednesdays, Your Guardian Angel and You. And so just to do a quick recap for this first section, on Mondays, it is going to be, again, Dr. Ray Garandi, Raising Upright Kids in an Upside Down World. And then also on Monday evenings, Everything St. Thomas Aquinas Teaches About the Virtues, and the instructor being Dave Palmer. You know, to know what he's going to be sharing with us about the virtues as taught by St. Thomas Aquinas, I mean, talk about the beauty of going deep in your Catholic faith. And then on Tuesdays, Hold Firm to the End. That's the name of the course. And that is a biblical study on the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews. And the instructor for that is Monsignor Charles Pope. We know and we love Monsignor so much. And that's going to be an awesome, awesome course with him. And then the first class on Wednesday, Your Guardian Angel and You, with the instructor Debbie Giorgiani. And then going to the second course on Wednesdays with Zach Allen, Those 9 Holy Habits, Constructing Holiness with the Tools of the Church. And I just can't say enough about the diversity of the courses, and yet the way that they all dovetail together. There is such an amazing depth of knowledge within our Catholic faith that if we would take just even one of these courses and take that time to go deeper. Again, right now, you've got these young people in your life who are choosing courses for middle school, high school, and college, and they're doing that for a reason. You know, they are doing that so that the courses are going to help them go deeper in their understanding of the studies that they are in. And then the way that I used to talk about this when my husband and I would do marriage preparation classes, right? Couples would study, they would learn about what they needed to know in order to get married in the church. Well, when you are studying for something in your faith, and you are studying it like marriage or the priesthood or whatever, you are learning something that you are going to have for the rest of your life. The studies that your kids are looking at right now, those courses typically are going to be something that as they grow up, they're going to go into the workforce, they're going to use those classes and those things that they've learned for 25, 30 years for a career that they are going to retire from, right? So if it's important enough to study for something that you're going to grow up and eventually retire from, how much more important is it to take some time to have a course and a study of something that you are going to take with you into eternity? I mean, think about that. The beauty of taking what we are going to learn into that personal relationship with Christ for the rest of our life on this earth and then into eternity. Whew. That's amazing to me. And that was one of the things that we taught our couples who were preparing for marriage. You're going to prepare for something that is going to help you with a marriage that will be for the rest of your life. You're not going to retire from it, right? We don't retire from our Catholic faith. We go deeper. And so in those final beautiful years of life, whether you are young, middle-aged, or elderly, there is a course for you so that when you have taken this time to go deeper, that course is going to be something holding you fast within that relationship with Christ, giving you joy in the process of it, and helping you to share your faith, to love your faith, to go deeper in that faith, and most importantly, into that relationship with Jesus Christ deeper than ever before. When we come back after the break, I hope I hear from some of you. The number to call is 877-757-9424. Again, 877-757-9424. And after the break, we'll be taking your calls and hearing about the rest of the courses.
The month of July is dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. O precious blood, crimson river of mercy, flowing from the heart of the Savior, wash over my soul and cleanse me of all sin. Cover my mind with your light, my heart with your fire, my path with your protection. By the blood that speaks more loudly than vengeance, silence every voice of accusation. By the blood that seals the covenant of love, bind me forever to the heart of Christ. Precious blood, shield my family. Guard our steps from the snares of the enemy, and water the dry fields of our faith until they bloom with trust and joy. O Lamb of God, who poured yourself out for me, receive my life in return, that I may live each day beneath the shelter of your redeeming blood. Amen.
So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
You're crazy!
Deep within, we struggle because sin separates us from God. But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home and experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
To our second half now of We Sing Our Faith. I want to say thank you to Apache Tim, who says, trust your guardian angel. You are right, Apache Tim. We need to trust our guardian angels because they are constantly with us. And I also want to remind everyone that today, Spirit World is going to be live as well. So stay tuned for that and be sure to have your calls ready for them as well. And we're going to pick up now on that second part of Wednesday where we had spoken a bit about Zach Allen's class on the 9 Holy Habits of Constructing Holiness with the Tools of the Church. You know, when I think about those holy habits, and I love in a particular way to watch young families who are raising children, or I should say families with young children in them. I mean, this past year and a half, my husband and I have had such an opportunity to have a little one under our roof again, as we have fostered to adopt this precious little guy that we've been part of his journey. And to see how children just want to have structure in their life in order to find peace, to find this sense of just peacefulness as they grow. And this course with Zach reminds me of that. And one of our other composers, she was with Carrick Ministries for many, many years and continues to write for World Library Publications now, her beautiful music, and that is Liz Owen. And when I think about someone who has taken time to learn the faith, to share the faith, and then to write beautiful music about it, Liz is one of those people. And Liz and her husband have 3 children. And when they had their son, Isaac, and she was describing what life was like with Isaac, she wrote the song Rocket Ship Boy. And what I love about this song is it's so just practical. It talks about what children do. They are little terrorists because they need to have their needs met. But then when you watch them explore and you watch them learn and you watch them take off and grow to be the people that Jesus has called them to be, this song just begged to be in the program today for whatever reason. And so when we think about constructing holiness with the tools of the church and within the beauty of family life, I just really wanted to share Liz Owen's song today. So wherever you are listening today, here is Rocket Ship Boy.
You terrorize my life. You make easy things hard. You break all our things and you spread your wings and you land your knees on the pavement. You get muddy when you're finally dry. You give kisses then pinch my eye. I can see in your face, you can say my name, but you smile and ask for your father. Little rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. You throw all of your food on the floor, but still hungry you ask me for more. You can't sit very long before hearing the song of the winds that are calling you. Little rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. I hope you break all the things that don't matter and pray to your father in need and get dirty since having compassion won't let you stay clean. No stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you.
Thank you, Liz, so much for sharing the beauty of that. There is just something so fun about adding music in when we are learning about our faith. And that is going to take us to our Thursday class. And that is the course that I'll be sharing called We Share Our Story. Explore your faith, craft your story, and share Christ with confidence. And I am so absolutely honored to be the instructor again for this upcoming session and to instruct that class, We Share Our Story. Blending prayerful reflection with practical skills, you will learn how to recognize God's presence in all the areas of your life. Connect your experiences to scripture, the sacraments, and to life within the church, to share your story in a way that inspires and invites others to Christ. I think the most meaningful thing that I heard from the learners who were in my course the last time that I taught this was that it engaged them to share their own story. You know, for decades, I have traveled all over the world giving parish missions, retreats, workshops, evenings of reflections, and every one of them includes the stories of my life. Because it's one thing to have the teachings of the church, which we need. We know that we need to know these beautiful teachings so that we are solid and we are solid within the faith. But then to be able to take our own personal experience and put those together so that when we are sharing with someone, and God bless my incredible husband, you know, he's been so open in letting us share the stories of our journey. Our adult children, the same thing. They have trusted me to be a good steward with the story of our life, but our story has been messy at times, and it's had some very big bumps in the road. But without being able to share those stories along with the sacrament of reconciliation, right? The sacrament of the Eucharist, where we are held strong because of the presence of Christ within us, there is just a magnificent way of opening it up and really being able to share life within the church by sharing our stories. And the learners, as I said, who took the course, there's one in particular, I just want to share hers really super quick. She said, "Julie, I wanted to thank you for sharing your faith stories, your love of our Lord, and your experience in speaking to people. Hearing your stories enabled me to find my own faith stories. I'm so glad I signed up for the class." I mean, that's one of how many, I've kind of lost track of those beautiful notes that were sent. And they all said kind of the same thing. Thank you for helping me find my own story of faith to share with others. And then to see the way that that brought others back to the faith within their families, within their communities. It's a beautiful thing when you see what is supposed to happen after you've taken the course. And so on Thursdays, as I share, we share our story as the course, that is what you're going to walk away with at the end of those weeks of the session. And when I think about a song that really allows my faith to be shared, and one that I wrote over these years, it's a song called "Can My Heart Conceive?" And when I was writing that particular one, I was literally standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon. And I was kind of tired. It had been one of those seasons where it had been just nonstop for a period of time. And so to have that time of quiet and to see the beauty of God in his creation, to see the beauty of everything around me, and I asked God, how can I fully hold you? How can you be ever fully present within me as you are in the vast expanse of this beautiful place like the Grand Canyon? And I heard him whisper into my heart, "In the Eucharist, Julie, in the Eucharist, 100% of me is 100% present within you." And so as I penned the song, "Can My Heart Conceive?" sharing that question, can I hold him within me? The answer is yes, and it is within the beauty of the Eucharist. So wherever you're listening today, let's take a few moments, hear the beauty of this song. We're going to come back and talk a bit more about the course.
To the manger in the barn, through the challenge.
mystery. Can my heart conceive what senses fail to fathom? Can my soul contain the bounty of your grace as the lens tries to capture the beauty of the canyon, too grand to be held in just one frame? So my heart desires to hold you, Christ, my King, and my soul desires to hold. Desires to hold you, Christ my King.
And as we are coming back now, I would like to invite Tim, who's been listening and sharing with us on YouTube. I'd like to invite Tim to the show. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in. What is your question or thought this morning?
Okay, I'm going to make it a quick question, and then I'll get off.
Okay.
Can we suggest future courses? Like, for example, will like Alan Smith do anything on the Holy Face or Fulton Sheen?
Oh.
That's my question. I just want, you know, if we can suggest future questions for, you know, future seminars, but. Academy, that's what I was trying to think of.
Right, for the Academy. Oh, Tim, that's a great idea. So I would love to, yes, and we love Fulton Sheen for sure. So I think that is a great suggestion, and I thank you so much for calling in today and giving us that. So I think what we can do by Tim's... Go ahead, Tim.
You'll say God bless you and Kurt.
Oh, God bless you too. And thank you so much for that. I think that's a great idea. So as people have ideas about courses that you would like to take, we want to hear from you because, you know, we have ideas, of course, as a team and especially the leadership here at the GRN, they have such phenomenal wisdom and sharing. But as Tim mentioned, if there is something that is really, you know, laid upon your heart that you would love to learn more about, we definitely want to hear those suggestions from you, and we can put that in for possibly the next session. So what a great idea to bring in something from Fulton Sheen or along those lines. So absolutely, I think that's great. So now we have had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's bringing us to our Saturday course. And this will be taught by Dr. Ray Lopez. And I love the title of his course as well. It's entitled, How to Live as a Catholic in a Confused World. I don't know about you, but again, this one to me, I feel like everyone listening could benefit from, right? Finding truth, peace, and direction when everything around you feels upside down. Doesn't our world feel a bit upside down? And how do we interact with people in a loving way? How do we have conversations? How do we have movement toward goodness, truth, and love, and movement toward God when we are in a world that does feel so upside down, where what used to be abnormal has become normal, right? Those things that feel very broken. So to describe this in the words of Dr. Ray Lopez, he says, we are living in a time of deep confusion. Moral truths that were once taken for granted are now questioned or rejected. Many Catholics feel uncertain about how to respond to the culture, to their families, and even to their own doubts. This course is designed to provide clarity, confidence, and peace in the midst of that confusion. Drawing from Scripture, the Catechism, and practical wisdom, we will explore how to think clearly, live faithfully, and remain grounded in truth even when the world around us seems to have lost its way. We will address real-life challenges, including navigating difficult conversations, dealing with doubt, raising families in a secular culture, and maintaining hope in uncertain times. This is not an abstract theology course. It is a practical guide to living the Catholic faith with clarity, courage, and peace right now. Now, who doesn't want or need that course? You know, it feels like, and I hate to say it, but whenever we are kind of in that election cycle, which we're dealing with right now, there seems to be so much more of this chaotic feeling in our world. The not just uncertainty, but these divisions that happen between family and friends. And when we can truly understand that our Catholic faith gives us what we need in order to truly live a peace-filled life, our world will change. And so on Saturdays, as I said, the beauty and the strength that Dr. Ray Lopez brings to his courses, you won't want to miss this one. So again, the sites that I want you to take a note of, WeSingOurFaith.org. That will bring you to my site here with Carrick Ministries so that I can put you in touch with all of the wonderful artists whose music and ministry we share, WeSingOurFaith.org. And then, of course, grnonline.com/academy is the site to go where registration is now open. We want to get these courses filled up right now so that we have our materials ready for all of the learners who will be part of our courses. And I want to reiterate, these are not just sitting behind a computer screen watching. These are interactive. We get to see each other. There's Q&A time throughout the courses. There is a real interaction between the learners who are all part of each of the courses. And so you're not just sitting there watching. You're a part of it. And so to be able to ask your questions and to hear what the other people are asking and responding with is so much a part of these courses. So we want you to be a part of that. And then, as I said, go there today, grnonline.com/academy. Choose one or more of the courses. There are some specials going on right now that you'll see there at the site, so that the sooner you sign up, the better. And it's one registration fee, by the way, to take as many of the courses as you would like. So it's one registration fee, but then individual course fees, that we've made it very, very reasonable for you to do this. And I think we may have just enough time before we go to the top of the hour to finish up with one of our favorite songs by one of our favorite composers that wraps this up so perfectly today. This is from Chris Mulia and his beautiful song, "There, by the Grace of God, Go I."
To the sinner and ashamed, to the addict and afraid, to the outcast, the lost and confused. Maybe you're in the gutter, maybe you're in the pew, maybe you're locked up, maybe you wear a suit. Who am I to judge the things you do? I am not better than you. There, by the grace of God, go I. There, by the grace of God, go I. I don't know. don't know how, I don't know why, but by the grace of God, oh, I need God to save me from myself. I need God 'cause I can't make it on my own, so I can give my hand.
Well, I am so happy to have had this time with you to chat a bit more about the Academy and remind you that registration is open. Jump online right now to grnonline.com/academy. Sign up for one or more of the courses. And of course, wesingourfaith.org. Wesingourfaith.org is the site to go to learn more about all of our artists and to bring us to your faith community. And as always, you remain in our daily prayers. So let us know those prayer intentions that we can be praying for, especially. Shoot us an email at that site, and we are happy to keep you and your loved ones and your needs in our daily prayer. Again, stay tuned for Spirit World. It is live today, so you're going to be able to call in and ask your questions and just have a wonderful experience with them as well. And now, as always, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Shining the light of truth on the path of salvation. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. How do you keep God in your mind once you're done with prayer and daily mass? It's different for each of us, but one tool we've learned to use in our family is Christian music. Whether you're working around the house or driving the car, it's far more uplifting to listen to than the overplayed secular love songs. And God can speak to you through it.
It's amazing how transformative good Christian music can be. Music can help us memorize scripture and remind us of the providence of God throughout the day. It can teach kids the Bible in a way that they love. And kids can make music their own. As they grow up, encourage your children to pick out Christian music that they personally can relate to. There's all different genres, from chant to country to contemporary.
St. Paul exhorts us, sing psalms, hymns, and inspired songs to God from your hearts. Music can help deepen your love for God and lift your spirit to Him throughout the day. Try it this season and see.
To find more resources for your family, visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
This is John Hale with Corporate Travel, a proud sponsor of the amazing content on the Guadalupe Radio Network. The Good News Conference is in Nashville, Tennessee, this Labor Day on September 4th through the 6th. There will be talks by Bishop Robert Barron of Word on Fire, Father Mike Schmitz from Bible in a Year, Sister Miriam James Heidland of the Salt Order, and actor Mark Wahlberg. We'll also enjoy a concert with Michael W. Smith. You can visit our website at goodnewsconference.com or grnonline.com.
Have you ever heard someone say, "Why do Christians talk so much about God and so little about humanity? What really matters is people." Well, G.K. Chesterton says that the people who insist that we forget divine things and think only of human things end up talking about how helpless human beings are. And it all ends with the old fatalist cry that we must forgive everything because there's nothing to forgive. But these things are not the human things. These are the subhuman things, the things we share with animals. The human things are exactly the things that they dismiss as merely divine things. The human things are free will and responsibility and authority and self-denial, and they exist only in humans. They just happen to be connected to the divine things.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.